Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Come on! You know what? Listen, winners win.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Andy Dalton showed it's looks like it's operator error.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Can't make it up, man. The Red Rifle, everybody, getting it done. And now Carolina is 1-2, a game out of first.
Earlier on the show, Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host Chris Long, still to come, author Mike Silver. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with Chris Long, one with Brandon Graham of the Eagles, fresh off of the big defensive outing in New Orleans to finally put out that raging offensive fire the Saints tossed on the Panthers and the Cowboys to start the season. He is imminent as well. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. If you missed anything, there's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RichEisenShow, over 810,000 strong. You can also check out the latest edition of the Overreaction Monday podcast there. When we're done, Susie Schuster, Amy Trask will record the latest episode of What the Football with Steve Young last week. Jim Nantz before that, Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk joins them. It'll be a great conversation. Check that out later on. Joining us to kick off hour number three, though, is a friend and a former NFL Media Group colleague, and he is Michael Silver here on the Rich Eisen Show, the author of The Why Is Everything, a story of football rivalry and revolution, that's available coming up next Tuesday wherever you get your books. How are you, Mike Silver? What's going on?
I'm good, Rich. I've been digging into the 49er drama. Just spent a very curious afternoon at SoFi, involving two of the protagonists of this book, The Why Is Everything, which is about the Shanahan-McVay crew and how they're revolutionizing football. Pre-order links all over my social media, if I haven't blocked you, Amazon, anywhere you click for pre-order links.
Yeah, I mean, that was a fun game on Sunday, Mike. I mean, holy cow. And it's always been great when McVay and Shanahan mostly face off against one another. And so let's get into that. The why is everything. What is this about, essentially, that the through line we can see playing out every single week right now? Mike.
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to my early days as a beat writer when Mike Shanahan trying to resurrect his career after flameouts as a Raiders head coach and Broncos coordinator, came to San Francisco, learned the West Coast offense, and then Steve Young, who was never good enough for 49er fans who were used to Joe Montana, was said not to read defenses and run too much. Together, they made beautiful music together. You know, he won that epic Super Bowl 29 with the 6 touchdowns. Mike goes to Denver, incorporates outside zone, and I think a lot of people know the rest. And then we kind of go to Washington, where Mike takes over the Redskins and has that now incredible staff, if you look back, which with five current NFL head coaches, Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Mike McDaniel, Raheem Morris. And Rich, I'd say the through line is this. So much of football for so long, as you know, was this is how we do it. It just works. This is the way Bill Walsh did it. Just do what we say. And these guys have been willing to question everything, create on the fly. They want to have a purpose for everything they do, and they want their players to understand that purpose. And really, RG3's 2012 seismic rookie season, where they did something radical in running their entire offense out of the pistol and took the league by storm, is kind of the prototype for that.
And then to see both of these offensive gurus, for the lack of a better phrase, having fewer of their star players against each other this week, and it still was a wonderful game, 27-24 final. No Nacua, no Cup, no Debo, no Christian McCaffrey, no Kittle, and it's still it wasn't 3-0. You know what I mean? It was wild to see that.
Yeah, and it's one of those weird games where it just seemed like the 49ers had control of it the whole time with the 14-0 lead and the chance to go up two scores before Moody missed the field goal, and even getting the ball back and Purdy threw that great pass that Ronnie Bell was not able to handle. But, you know, there are always challenges coming off of Super Bowl defeats. As you know, the 49ers felt this in 2020. Usually you don't continue to have good injury luck. With all of that said, I would say the caveat for the 49ers is this, and I'll tie this back to our time at NFL Network. So I had 8 years with like an elite franchise quarterback getting me out of jams on live television, who I happen to be speaking to right now.
Sure.
And I got to tell you, just on a broadcasting level, it's a wonderful feeling. You play looser and freer, and you don't worry so much. And so as bad as it is for the 49ers, I would submit to you that they have that guy in Brock Purdy, and he's ascending. Like, he is getting better and better. And the game he played on Sunday was wild, including that crazy run down the sideline with the, you know, the pylon style dive to the first down marker. So I would say if you're a 49er fan, you're really in a dark room right now, freaking out. Hargrave's out for the year. McCaffrey's in Germany. That's never a good sign, you know, seeking treatment and so on and so on. On the other hand, when you've got a quarterback who I believe is that good and getting better, you should have hope for a long time.
I agree. I was so impressed by seeing Purdy with fewer weapons. He was getting his ass beat whenever they could actually get their hands on him, and the throws he was making, the plays he was making, he was a problem for the Rams, who were it was very difficult to get him off the field, but they eventually did. And I think Mike Silver here on the Rich Eisen Show, The Why Is Everything, his new book coming out next week. That's the question I have for you, as you just mentioned all of the Niner injuries, that sure, you can take solace in the fact that Purdy is the man and he is the perfect avatar and also executor of the Shanahan system. And the question is, though, are they going to get these guys back? What do you know about McCaffrey going to Germany? What's going on here?
I don't know a lot, Rich, but I just feel like that's never a great sign. You know, people have referenced Kobe. I remember Andrew Luck going abroad. Ray Lewis, I believe. But usually when you hear, I mean, look, again, I'm not a doctor, but like, there's lots of really good cutting edge medical professionals in the United States or on the continent, I would say. So not that there aren't in Germany, and maybe, you know, they're pushing the envelope in a way that they aren't here in terms of approval. But it feels like that's the move of someone who's like looking for a Hail Mary. You know, again, not being a doctor, but when you hear about Achilles tendonitis and microscopic tears, what you're always worried about is it going to tear? And I think back to Richard Sherman's last season in Seattle, where you knew he had this Achilles thing and it was bothering him. And I believe it was a Thursday or Monday night game, a nationally televised, very competitive game, where he was in the midst of battle and it finally tore. And you're like, oh, my, you know, that's the worst, right? So anything that could be done to avoid that, in my opinion, would be a huge, huge win. And then, you know, you just look at it, the biorhythms and the vibes have been bad since the Super Bowl, really, where Steve Wilks is fired after a year. That's Kyle Shanahan's prerogative, but it was very scapegoat-ish, especially after a good defensive performance of the Super Bowl. You know, the long, long drawn-out contract disputes with Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, and all the drama with Ayuk and almost being traded, and apparently Kyle Shanahan sprinting up the stairs to make sure John Lynch didn't trade him right before they signed him. And, of course, you can say injury luck turns, and it does, but also they have a team with a lot of older players and or players who just have a lot of wear and tear for their age, like Debo and Kittle. And so, you know, you look at all of those things together. And then I'll add this last part. Mm-hmm. Special teams are a fiasco right now. They had a punt blocked in Minnesota. They gave up a fake punt in an obvious fake punt situation, first down, that got the Rams back in the game. Okay, you miss a 55-yard field goal, fine, but then you give up a punt return. I mean, think about like the decision even to punt that ball in play. Now teams routinely kick the ball out of the end zone and give the opponent the ball on the 30 rather than risk a kickoff return. But in that situation, in a tie game, you're going to give the Rams a punt return rather than give it to them on the 20. And that just set up Matthew Stafford for another deep ball, which they've been susceptible to. And it's really hard to get three defensive penalties on the same play. But the 49ers pulled that off, too, setting up the game-winning field goal.
So, I mean, and the punt return was by a kid who's never touched a ball before in the NFL. I mean, and wound up with a game ball for it. I mean, in Xavier Smith, you can't make that stuff up. So, I mean, wow. So do you say a Niner fan should be heading for the Golden Gate Bridge? Or what are you, honestly, you're not painting the rosiest photograph right here, Mike Silver.
I would say that if I didn't think the quarterback was so good and still on the upward curve. So you could definitely paint an unrosy picture and say these guys are getting older. They're not going to be able to pay them all. You got to pay Purdy and the cap ramifications. But then you go, well, you've got a generational schemer and play caller in Kyle Shanahan, which, of course, is what my book, The Why Is Everything, is largely about. And he's got his guy now. Like, for all the things he did with Matt Ryan that year in Atlanta, I mean, potentially these two together for years and years could be, you know, mind-bogglingly good. And I do think Purdy has the right temperament. So to me, it's felt weird ever since the Super Bowl and Steve Wilks getting fired and the contract stuff. Of course, the Ricky Pearsall, I don't want to lump that in. He could really help them right now, but it's really a blessing that he, you know, is able to be okay.
Yes.
Shot through the chest. It's crazy. But that's your first round draft pick. I mean, there's just been a lot of things that have, you know, gone not great for them. But if Brock Purdy plays like he played Sunday and Kyle keeps scheming it up, I feel like they could stay in it.
And I mean, and we hope that all McCaffrey comes back with from Germany is a pretzel and a new, you know, Achilles. Honestly, like that's the whole point. I mean, they're a home date against New England away from being back to 500. Then the IR period for Pearsall, at least, is done. Kittle's expected back this week. What about Debo and your sense of McCaffrey before I let you go, Mike?
Yeah, I feel it seems to me like Debo's going to be at least another week. And, you know, these muscle strains, you want to err on the side of not rushing it. McCaffrey, I just think, is tricky. I know how he is wired. I know him well. He is, you know, him going to Germany is a guy who's like, I want to exhaust every single medical possibility to create a scenario where I am able to be back as quickly as I can. So that, you know, they're going to have to, you know, tie him up to get him to not play. You know, without knowing all the medical specifics, I feel like I wouldn't give up on McCaffrey playing. Again, my concern is not whether he could play. My concern is if he plays, are you looking at a potential Achilles tear? But at some point, you know, life's a risk and people do what they do. And I just know that kid, and you know, he's very intellectually smart, despite the fact that he went to the second greatest academic institution in the greater Bay Area. He's a really smart kid, but he's also, you know, crazy. Like, he's one of the most ultra competitive humans around. As Kyle Shanahan has said, he acts like a walk-on, like a guy, a practice squad guy, a guy who is just trying somehow to show you he belongs and justify his existence every day, and yet he's one of the talented people of the league. So I wouldn't count him out. I just am going to be holding my breath every time he touches the ball.
Amy Trask in our green room, getting ready to record What the Football with Susie, I think agrees with your notion and appreciates it, and no doubt would say and hi to a fellow Cal Bear, Michael Silver. I appreciate the time here. The Why Is Everything, a story of football rivalry and revolution. Everybody should get it. There, Mike Silver already has it. Congrats. Mazel tov on the book, and we'll chat soon, Mike.
Thank you so much.
The great Mike Silver. That's his X handle, if you are so fortunate to not be blocked by him.
He does have block.
And next month is Blocktober for him.
Yeah, that's true.
So just only 1 week to get in right now.
Blocktober.
Because Blocktober's coming. Dude. No Kittle, no Debo, and Christian he's not wrong. I mean, the Niners aren't going to tell you, you know, everything's going to be fine. When the guy's like flying to Munich, I think. Is that Munich? I don't know. He's flying to Germany to go see somebody to say, can you figure this out?
Dr. Wood.
You know? It doesn't sound good. But again, New England at home, Arizona at home, and then the big one at Seattle. Ooh. Seattle could just put its marker down, ooh, man. Right. At Detroit, home for the Giants, and then San Francisco comes in. They'll be like, come on, short week. Who wants a piece of this? Let's go. So that's the 49ers before Kansas City and Dallas go strolling to the Field of Jeans before their bye.
I mean, you're looking at worst case. They're 2-6.
Dude, look at you, man. You're just going worst case. Why, can you ever see the glass half full?
That's not fun. It that's is not fun, man. For shows like this.
Jerry Jones has spoken. That's still to come. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Brandon Graham of the Eagles when we return. That's how we're rolling on this busy Tuesday. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, everybody. You know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all, from top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to The Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light? light fixed or quick service, they'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. When you're running the ball downhill, Debo, do you see people making business decisions? Is it something you're seeing as you're running downhill, Debo?
I mean, honestly, I really don't pay attention. I mean, if they move out the way, they move out the way. If they don't, you know, they just don't feel it.
But you could see it though, right? Come on now. You could see the eyes maybe getting wide, and you could see them maybe getting down a little lower than, you know, they're trying to get some leverage here.
Most people kind of turn it down, but some people out there just make business decisions and just kind of throw their bodies just hoping I fall down too.
Well, I mean, that's not really happening. I'm not seeing that. Do you like the contact? Do you enjoy it?
Of course. So growing up, I played mostly like running back until I kind of got to college, and then I transitioned to a wideout.
So what do you like to do if you're given a choice? Run it or catch it and run it? What's your favorite to do?
I'd rather catch it than run it.
Why is that?
Because if I catch it, I got way more space, you know. I mean, it's really not a preference, but I preferably like to catch it and run.
Okay, and you got a good story about Shanahan showing you a play, and you're like, oh, okay, that's going to work. And then it does. You got one of those?
Sir, I do not remember any of them.
None of them? Because normally we've seen that, where he just says, this is going to work. We're going to get a touch. Didn't he do that with Kittle once? He says, this one's going to go to the house, and then it goes to the house.
Kyle, I mean, if you watch him, and like, he's all the way down. Like, if we on offense, he all the way down on the other side just watching. And you can see him sometimes talking to the referee.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, now watch Kittle. This guy's about to hold. And nine times out of ten, he holds, and then we get the flag. But a lot of plays that he calls, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Any play that Kyle calls can end up being a touchdown.
Fun stuff on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, for all that good stuff. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Mitchell in Pensacola, Florida, line two. Mikey, what's up, Mitchell? How are you, sir? You've been hanging on 2 hours.
Sir, I am doing well. I am back. I am a lifelong Jaguars fan. Last night, that was pathetic. This team sucks. I appreciate your positivity, being a half-glass full type of man. Mm. But here in the South, that's what we call a whooping. That was a disaster. On the flip side, Josh Allen looked incredible. I think he is the front runner of MVP. The Bills looked better than they did last year. I think they have a chance to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm hopeful of that. But this Jaguars team, I say blow it up. I know it's only week three heading into week four, but it's over. Let's go ahead, try and get a top three pick. I actually agree with Brockman that they should have waited to extend him. Because if you look, Joe Burrow, he's 0-3. Trevor Lawrence, he's 0-3. Dak is 1-2. Top three highest paid QBs in the league. I don't know where to go from here, but boy, that was embarrassing.
Mitchell in Pensacola, Florida, thanks for hanging on that long. I hope you got off your chest what you're looking for. Listen, just to repeat what I said, the guys who were in line to be the one seed midway through last season and went to the playoffs the year before are all still in that room, including the coach. And they're not blowing anything up. The owner certainly is not going to okay that. When he, I think what he would do is blow up his front office and his coaching staff first, although I think deep down he doesn't want to do that.
I mean, it's last chance saloon, but Chris Long said it. Maybe Doug Peterson should start calling plays and just.
Yeah, I think that might be it.
You know,
but that is the last vestige of a coach feeling the seat being hot.
Well, like, he should. It's definitely hot.
And then, you know, you never know week to week. One week the Eagles get roasted in the final drive by Kirk Cousins, and then they go take on a team that's put up 91 points in two games, and the defense looked terrific. And that's how I bring in our next guest, courtesy of Chunky's, 15 years in the National Football League, the OG of the Philadelphia Eagles, known as BG, Brandon Graham, here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Brandon?
Hey, good to see you, Rich, man. I'm feeling good. You know, 15, like you said, it's been a great journey, trying to end it on a great note. And, you know, we are feeding some people, too.
Yeah, we'll get to the Chunkies portion of our conversation shortly. A decade and a half. If I had told you that when you were selected 13th overall in the 2010 draft, Brandon, you would have said what? 15 years.
Well, you know what? It was the goal because I'm a big Ray Lewis fan. I always grew up playing linebacker until I got to college. And, you know, seeing him staying with the same team and then me doing the same thing, man, I might have not played 18 years with him, but 15 to do just for me and still being able to play at a high level at this level in this age, man, I'm feeling definitely fortunate.
Well, and as you know, learning a new system, new defensive coordinator, you know, it'll take some time. And it seemed like your unit from weeks one and two to week three took a major leap. I mean, holding a team like New Orleans with 91 points in the first 2 weeks to just three for as long as you did and then coming out with the win at the end of the day. What happened? What can you describe about the difference between first 2 weeks and what we just saw from the Eagles defense, Brandon?
Well, I think them first 2 weeks, we learned a lesson. We learned the lessons that we needed to learn as a team. We've seen some things where if we out our gap or we not playing team defense, that we can get beat. And Atlanta came in and did a great job of exposing some stuff as far as, you know, when you're not in your gap, we're going to find you. And that's how this NFL is. It's about technique. It's about making sure that you're accountable for doing your job, worried about your box. And then, you know, you don't have to press to go do other people's jobs, especially when you got a team that like we got. And so I think by the third game, now everything's starting to click. And now it's just about building and being consistent.
How much is it your job to deliver that message in the locker room on behalf of the DC, BG?
Oh, yeah. Me playing 15 years, a lot of people love the insight of me playing this long and what I see. So I try to, if I don't know it, I mean, sometimes I get reminded by some new guys that come in that's been a part of some great stuff and be like, you know what? I forgot all about that. I might have to talk about this. But really, it's about attitude. It's about your work ethic every day. It's about you choosing to not go out there and let it be you and you let it be, you know, not on your watch. That's how I say if everybody got that mindset of, you know, I'm not going to be the guy, I'm not going to be the weakest link today. I mean, we're going to be headed in the right direction into team ball. And if us as a team with all these stars or whatever the rosters say, it don't work if it's not team. And so I think that was our message and people starting to believe it. Even like a 9-8 JC, that boy is out there. I told him, just go straight, man. Go get off that ball, get in their backfield, and I promise you, they're gonna be in trouble. They're gonna have to block you with two people, you know, and that's what we got you here for.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you if you were talking to those two big tackles up front, because that basically everything can kind of work off of all that, right, Brandon?
Yes, you can build off that because I mean we got some good edge guys with Sweaty. I think Huff is gonna come into the fold pretty soon because Huff, I see him work every day, just like Sweaty and myself, Nolan Smith. But it all works together. If you got the D tackles in the middle, in the backfield, we gonna make sure we do our job and we set the edge and make sure we make the running back cut back to them because that's been our biggest issue is the run game. And I think we set the tone with, you know, we're not gonna let that allow that to happen like you think because of what happened the first two games. But that was just what you needed to learn as a team. And now we're finding our identity. Now it's just about staying consistent.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, are you more verbal with Fletcher Cox, I guess, on his farm and Jason Kelce on every television that we're not on right now, you know? So yep. are you more vocal right now with those guys out the door?
Oh, yeah, I'm vocal. I'm always vocal. I'll talk to Fletch after every game as, you know, Fletch going to let us know for real or where he think we are. And like I told him, you know how it took us four games to kind of figure it out. Sometimes you start off hot and then you don't end as good. But I like that we're starting off a little rocky so that we can figure out some things. But most of the time, when you do see what you see on film, it be one or two guys not doing what they're supposed to do that we thought they should have been doing. Like, you know, I trust you to do your job. And it be like that. But I feel like as a collective, we all had that mindset to get it right. and it starts in practice. But I talk to the, I do be a lot more vocal than I ever have, because when I had Kelsey and Fletch, I can let them, I can put stuff off on them. But I still do it now with like Lane or Jordan Mulata coming to the fold. Mm. Then you got, you know, on our side of the ball is me and Slay. And then you got even Zach Bond and N'Kobe. You know, they stepping into their own too. They creating them household names. Like I tell people, nobody know who you are until you go out there and make them plays. So let's go out there together and do it together so y'all can be the new household names of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, well, CJ can talk too, right? I think I've noticed
that. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, we need the attitude. You need the attitude of I like us Gardner Johnson because I know I'm going to get everything from him. And even though he make mistakes, but we going to cover it up by our effort to the ball. We're going to play team ball and team D and make sure that you, you know, when you got to cover for your brother, you know, it's no issue because of the chemistry we're building together. So I like Gardner and everything that he brings to the game.
So what's it like standing on the sideline in a game where you are putting it all out there? Offense, you know, is struggling to put up points. Your coach was going for it on fourth down instead of taking points, and it wasn't working out. And then Saquon pops one for 65. Where were you when that happened? Just watching it? What was that?
We were just talking about Smitty, and next thing you know, hey, we say we got to get it. We got to go out there and dominate for Smitty. We got to go do this because, you know, that's the shot that he got. You know, nobody, I don't never want to see nobody get hit the way, you know, he got hit, especially if it was late or not. It's just you don't want to see that in the game. And so we took that personally, but we was talking as a defense on the bench. And next thing you know, bam, Saquon took off. And, man, I just couldn't believe it. I was just like, hey, we really felt that one. And we went out there and we just wanted to finish the game the right way. And, you know, I was happy that we got out of there with a win.
So you're talking about when Devontae Smith got hit. He seemed to be engaged, right? And the play was over, and then all of a sudden, as you pointed out, boom. And so you were all talking on the sideline angrily about that, and that's when Saquon –
not to cut you off, my sorry, but we were just talking about, you know, just, hey, we got to do this for Devontae. Like, that was a little cheap shot. You know, we going to make him pay for it and all that stuff. And then it paid – like, right after, Saquon just took off the next play and – touchdown. And I was just like, wow, man, we about to go out here and win this game. We got to go do it as a defense. Everything that we said, we got to go do it for real. And not just for Devontae, but just for the team as a whole. But Devontae definitely added fuel to that.
And listen, it's so silly to even say these words, but, you know, this is what I do for a living as I talk while waiting for more games to be played. And it's just 3 weeks in. But I think Saquon's the MVP of the league right now. You know, obviously we saw what Josh Allen did on Monday Night Football. He's in the mix. You know, quarterbacks are always going to be in that mix. But Saquon, what he's done already for your team, to me, looks like he's a total difference maker. He's plussed you guys up in a way that maybe others could not have. What are your two cents on Saquon being your teammate, Brandon?
And I'm loving it because we have mutual friends already that we associated with that, you know, I knew him off the field, but I mean, as a player and know that he's a good dude off the field and, you know, on the field making these plays. I mean, he was always a home run hitter every time we had to plan against him. It's like, look, we got to bottle him up. We can't get him getting to our second level real fast because he know how to make people miss. And as you know, I never played against him, but I have, you know, watched him beat Michigan a couple times and it wasn't pretty. And man, I'm glad he's on our team, and I'm glad he loved being here. And thank you, New York, for, you know, letting us have him.
It's too bad he wasn't on the team last year. You could have told him, you know, who was winning the national championship at the time. It's too bad he wasn't around for that. I don't know if you're informing him of what he may have missed collegiately last year being your teammate, Brandon.
Yeah, because he's talking now because he see us. He see us when we wounded a little bit because we lost a lot of people because our ball. I'm glad he got the job over in San Diego. They're doing a good job over there, but he took everybody. And, you know, Sharon had to start from scratch. But I think for the most part, we'll rebound. You know, we'll struggle this year as far as, you know, but I think it's going to build character for the new guys.
Yeah, we'll see. It's still a long season. We're marathoning. We're not sprinting.
Right, it's a marathon, and they only lost one game. And that's I love that we got USC that's last game.
Oh my God, I can't believe Michigan pulled that one out. But this kid Mullings, right, number 20. How good is he? This running back, right?
He is good.
Right?
He is good. With Donovan Edwards, too, both of them, and the O-line, like building that chemistry together as they go. In the college, it's about growing as the team because, as you've seen, Michigan got stronger as the year went, and they just couldn't be messed with at towards the end. I mean, those guys was on a mission because they lost to TCU, lost all that stuff. So, but, yeah. Yeah, it was good to watch last year.
Yeah, and it's just like you were saying, you're talking to your two big tackles. Those are the two, Graham and Grant are the guys that build off the whole Michigan defense too. You know what I mean? So I'm sure you're watching that. Tell me what you're doing with the Chunky's community program, Chunky Sacks Hunger. What are you doing, Bren, for that?
Well, for Chunky is donating 1,000 meals for every sack in the NFL. And, I'm loving that they wanted to be partner with me and, allow me to be a part. This is a childhood dream for me. And to know that we out here just providing meals for, people in Philly. And, man, it's all about serving. You got to have a service mindset. And I'm just happy that they thought of me and Philly to be able to help them raise awareness to this because, man, it's something that people can overlook because maybe, you know where your next meal is coming, but a lot of people don't. And, we want to get out, just be in the community and provide as much help as we can. And, that's why I'm here today. And so for every sack is 10,000 meals donated. And then you can go on chunkysackshunger.com if you want to keep up with how many sacks so far in the league all over the NFL. I think it was 161 right now. So that's a lot of meals that's going to be provided, and it's still going. It's only week four now.
Yeah, and the T-shirt, the one you're wearing, available for purchase. 20% of every T-shirt purchase will go to the Feeding America platform as well. I like that. It's a soup that eats like a meal. I knew that ever since I was a child, sir. I like that. At Tampa next, I'm sure you'd like to avenge the way your season ended last year. Is that on your mind as you're heading to Tampa? Brandon?
Oh, for sure. You're thinking about that. I mean, you want to go out every week. It's a faceless opponent, but it's a little bit of. I mean, they took one from us last year. The goal is to make it to the postseason, but then you got to win. And they sent us home early. Good job by them. But you definitely know that a lot of us gonna be making sure that we focus this year because we felt that last year, and we definitely looking forward to a good game.
Faceless opponent, huh? So you don't. It doesn't matter. Are you going to use the faceless opponent line on Saquon when you go to the Giants in about a month? You're going to try that one on for size with him?
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because he knows it ain't going to be faceless for him. He already got that circle. So that's 1 week. I'm going to make sure I bring my real, all the way A game for him because I know that feeling of, just wanting to. When people feel like you're done and they don't want to, and they count you out, and then look what happened. You be a part of something else special because another man's trash is another man's treasure. And so we found treasure in this and having Saquon, and we definitely gonna know what to do with him, as you can see.
Well, tell Fletcher I said hi next time he texts you. Is he down? Is he in Mississippi? Is that where he is? Where is he?
Well, he was in Philly past game. He didn't come on the field or nothing. Like, he don't want none of the shine right now. He just want to be low key.
Okay.
So I seen him. He was on his couch here in Jersey, and out in Jersey. And so
okay.
I knew he was here. But he loving going back and forth to the ranch and being in Jersey.
Okay. Well, say hi to him for me, and it's just a pleasure to chat with you, Brandon. And go blue, sir.
Hey, go blue, baby. Hey, let's go, Rich.
That's it.
Have a good one.
Right back at you. The OG of Philadelphia, BG, Brandon Graham, on behalf of Chunky's right here on The Rich Eisen Show. How about that for a little glimpse of how the Eagles are going to handle, internally, Saquon's visit to MetLife in 3 weeks? Another man's trash is another man. One man's trash, another man's treasure.
That is true.
That is true, but I, on behalf of the New York Giants organization, they did not view Saquon as trash.
No.
They just didn't want to pay him the amount of money, right?
Exactly. That amounted to $1 million more.
Well, you understand the way I've approached the Saquon Giants situation, right?
Okay,
you understand what I'm saying?
Okay,
but they didn't view him as trash. But internally, that's the, I mean, this thing's going to get spun up.
Oh.
And I'm sure Saquon, when it's his time to meet with the media that week, will try and play it down. I loved my time there.
It'd be great if he went the other way.
Oh, you know he won't.
I know, but it would be awesome if he
did. He's going the high road.
Let's take this phone call before we go to break. Barbara in Ocala, Florida. What's up, Barbara?
Hey, Rich, I want to just disagree with you. First of all, let me thank you for putting on a free show for people who can't afford to talk when you pay for it.
You bet, Barbara.
You are wrong about the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm an old 49ers fan, but there's not no lops, and there ain't no rice in the surrounding Montana. This kid's doing it pretty much as a team, and that's something Buffalo Bills have always been. I mean, they have been a team. They made themselves win because they're like Alaskans in Alaska. They only got so much daylight, and this is it right now.
Nice, Barbara. That's a great line. Barbara, what is specifically, I'm a little lost here. What specifically do you have a problem that I said that you don't agree with?
I have a problem with you thinking that the Buffalo Bills are not going to go to the Super Bowl and win.
Bam.
Because they are. They have a quarterback. And a team is built around the quarterback. They're not all George Blanders. You know, they can't kick and throw, too. This team right now is going to beat everybody out.
Well, I'm not saying they're not making the Super Bowl.
They're
going to
win.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, come on, bro. Let's go.
I mean, who are we to argue with Miss Barbara right now?
I'm saying I need to see.
They're good. This kid is better than Montana. Purdy's not a bad choice. And I know you favor him, but he ain't no Joe Montana either. He ain't got what it takes to make people move. He takes orders. He don't give them. The most successful quarterbacks are the ones that take charge when they make believe they don't hear what the guy on the sideline's saying, and they end up making good moves and gaining ground and making them win. The Bills, think about poor Jim. I mean, he went there four times to the Super Bowl with the Buffalo Bills and didn't get a ring because of the damn kicker. Couldn't get the final points at the Super Bowl. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I know you're talking about Scott Norwood, Barbara. So let me ask you this question.
No, I'm talking about Jim Kelly.
No, I know that. You talk about the kicker in Norwood. So just before
they don't need the kicker now. This quarterback has got this whole team so boiled up. Then they don't, if they have to run it in, somebody will end up kicking in their place. Jim Kelly was in the 80s, and he was a very laid-back man. This kid, Allen, ain't no laid-back. He don't even talk. He's a machine.
You love yourself some Josh Allen, don't you, Barbara? You love him. You love him now.
Well, because, he's next to Jim Kelly, but he's almost as good as Montana.
Are you from Western New York, moved down to Florida, Barbara? Is that where you're from?
Yes, I'm from New York State.
Okay. Where about? What's the exact? Where in New York State?
Saratoga Springs. I had trained racehorses all my life.
And now you're down in Florida rooting for your Buffalo Bills and calling me out.
I'm all excited about how they performed last night because, man, they just didn't care that they were ahead. They wanted to keep winning. They wanted to keep doing the right thing.
You're fired up and you're calling my show and saying, I don't know what I'm talking about. I appreciate that, Barbara.
I think you do know what you're talking about, but you're going to be surprised. They finished up last year and as well as the 49ers did.
Okay.
That KC quarterback is just, he's not real. He's like Brady. He's not real. I can't tell you how much I admire him.
Right.
As much as the little guy that went to the New Jersey Jets. He's a hell of a quarterback, too. But they're not all O.J. Simpson surrounding this quarterback.
Barbara.
They're just a whole team of Bills are surrounding this kid. Even me sitting here, an 80-year-old woman, and I want to get up there and help him because he deserves to win the way he plays.
Barbara.
I mean, you see him flipping that into the end zone? He didn't want to go in any other way.
Barbara in Ocala, Florida, everybody. Don't lose this number. Call us back. Call us back. Let's stay in touch. That's Barbara in Florida right there.
Hey, thank you for this show, Rich.
Right back at you. Thanks for your time and your 2 cents.
Well, she gave me like 10 cents. There.
By the way, let me say this.
25, 50
I knew
cents.
She was from West upstate New York or Western New York or New York State.
Well, she said
but I knew, it was confirmed when she referred to the New Jersey Jets.
Yeah.
New Jersey Jets.
There's only one team in New York.
Damn straight.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the Buffalo Bills. Fantastic. When we come back, Jerry Jones talking about whose fault it is that the Cowboys are 1-2.
Well, I have some ideas.
Well, you've got a graph. Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on The Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier and others do not. Like having that conversation about money and keeping track of it and making sure they understand that money just doesn't grow on trees and don't take it for granted. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight's a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. And then they can also learn about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. My family uses it for my oldest son. You should do it too. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/rich to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/rich. Listen, I'm a blessed man. I'm very lucky. I feel very fortunate to be here with you guys every day. I mean, Susie's in our green room getting ready to do a pod with Amy Trask and Marshall Faulk, who's a dear friend. Kids, knock on wood, healthy. My mom, knock on wood, healthy. I mean, there's so much great going on. And yet I woke up this morning with a pit in my stomach. And I'm like, what is going on? And I realized, oh, yeah, I lost fantasy by 0.12 points last night. And it's just so sad. It's so sad. It's so sad that it's hung over me like a cloud all morning. We're having a good show, right? Everything's good. Like, what is the matter with me?
Everything's
what
good.
Is my malfunction that I can't get past it? All I needed as a man on this planet was a 2-yard catch by Mike Gesicki in garbage time last night. I got a couple. One more 2-yard catch. I'm a grown-ass man rooting for an onside kick last night. So I could get one more shot at a 2-yard pass to Mike Gesicki, and I'm like, this is not healthy.
But you don't play PPR?
No.
What kind of Mickey Mouse league is this?
No, I'm telling you. Listen, you've got problems with mine, I got problems with yours. Yeah.
Not even a half?
Not even a half point.
I won the Dillingham League by 85 points this week. So, I mean, what do you got that going for? The Spike Squad is in full effect right now.
Again, as much as I love you guys, that is not the league I would choose to have to win. Nor would it be yours either, bud. Go ahead and admit it. Admit it. It is not the league you. If the football gods came from down on high, and said there's one league, only one league you can win, you wouldn't choose the one that we did.
Well, I'm a multiple time champion of that league, and I haven't won the Dillingham League. So,
pal, I don't
know.
So I don't want to hear about this old Dillingham League thing.
But I'm in first place in that league. Rich,
back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network,
and you're last,
trying to fight off of losing my fantasy week by 0.12 points last night.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
Thank you. And Cooper's like making fun of me. And I go back and forth between, you know what? I appreciate a 13-year-old boy trying to root against his dad just because that's the nature of a relationship, right? But I turned to him. I'm like, just, hey, listen, buddy, when this happens to you later this year,
no mercy.
Don't come to me.
Yeah.
No mercy. Exactly.
Rich, don't come to me.
I'm not a subject. I'm not a, like, I don't really know this subject that well, but as 13, isn't Coop actually a man now?
In the eyes of the Lord, yes.
Yeah, so you call him a boy. Actually a man.
That's true. Yeah. Sort of like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, grown ass.
He is a man. Is he the man? Jerry Jones spoke today, guys. Oh, yes. He spoke today. Was it on 105.3 The Fan?
105.3
The Fan. Jerry Jones was asked, who's to blame? As you know, in the world of sports, there's the finger of blame, the dreaded finger of blame.
Finger of blame.
Who are we pointing it at? We need answers. Good fantasy name. Does he shoulder any of the blame? Was the question asked of Jerry Jones, who said he could not afford Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry only runs for about $150 against the defense that can't stop a run. Jerry Jones's response hit it.
That's very fair. It's well known that no decision is ultimately made there but what I either have it acquiesced or approve it. That's very fair. How could you think otherwise if we are basically whether it be who's out there coaching, whether it be who's out there playing, whether it be the stadium you're walking into, whatever it is here, that's the way it is.
What do you think? Says it's very fair for him to shoulder part of the blame here.
Yeah, but okay, it's very fair. And
I don't know.
He writes the checks. Yeah, like, you're making all the decisions. All
right.
Hey, Rich, why'd you lose by 0.12? You made the decision in your fantasy.
Well, I benched Juwan Jennings.
There you go.
Oh, dear. See?
At least you had the hindsight moron to pick him up.
Yeah,
though,
but you wouldn't have played him anyway.
I played him.
That's TJ.
This guy.
TJ.
Gary's making all the decisions. Of course you have to shoulder the blame.
There's another soundbite.
Uh-oh.
Or
what is he asked? He's asked about what to say to the fan base.
Well, you could say what Jerry did was he
effed around.
He effed around.
And he found out.
And then he found out. Sonny Durkin. You understand.
Ah, you're frustrated. Are you a fan who's frustrated? Are you frustrated?
I'm not quite frustrated.
Let's call you frustrated.
We could.
Just for the sake of the purpose of the second.
For purposes, I'm angry, Rich Eisen. I'm mad.
Well, again, it's purposes of setting up the next soundbite.
Yeah, I'm mad.
He was asked about the fans' frustration.
Yeah,
and how does he respond to that?
I guess I got baptized when I first came to Dallas and bought the Cowboys, and we won one football game. And we had made changes, changed out to coach, only coached for 29 years, and we got huge criticism. And the kind that would make what you're seeing now child's play. You're dealing with anything but a lot of emotion about our team. It never ceases to surprise me, both from the state of Texas, in the case of the Cowboys, or all over this country, in the case of the Cowboys. And it's either there because they want to see us get a you-know-what kick, or it's there because they're following us. The thing that inspires me the most is the emotion about it. But it's certainly, I'm aware of it, I'm aware of criticism. But not any more aware than that score at the end of the game. Let's put it like that. And so I'm aware that you can have a lot of criticism. I was born of that here with the Cowboys. You can have a lot of criticism, and you can end up trolling those trophies high. And that's what this is about.
Okay.
Hey, listen, you may be upset about not signing Derrick Henry and the team is getting blown out in the first halves, back-to-back weeks. But that's firing Tom Landry is holding that beer. Boy, is it a big game on Thursday night, pal.
Oh, yeah.
Also, firing Tom Landry worked out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. 100%. And overreaction Monday, you said not signing Derrick Henry was the biggest whiff of Jerry Jones's ownership.
Right.
Because it's tenure. Been, and it's I, been I pointed years. Out I pointed out letting whatever bothered him about Jimmy Johnson is the biggest whiff.
But they at least won when they were together. Yeah, it's been 30 years of nothing.
I'm not putting Derrick Henry on the top 10.
Oh, it's not even close. Whiffs. Please.
Somebody in the comments is like, not drafting Randy Moss.
That's high on my list. That's right there, right? That was very high on my list. Not drafting TJ Watt and drafting a Michigan guy.
Mozzie Smith, you're talking about?
No, Taco Charlton.
Taco Charlton, yeah, another one of those guys that's upsetting
you. That kind
of hurt. In terms of not drafting Randy Moss,
oh, it hurt.
The curve on the find out portion is much higher. It's much higher.
Again, this was the
angle is much higher than the find out about Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is like right there.
This was the original. I could change this. Randy Moss wanted to play for the Cowboys, you see, and we didn't draft him. We effed around, and then three catches for what? 163 yards and three touchdowns.
But that angle that don't sign Derrick, getting murked on Thanksgiving by Randy Moss is like a straight up rocket ship.
Yeah, it's like 89 degrees. Three catches, three touchdowns. Yeah.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
What is the path of least resistance with highest ROI?
New episodes available every day.
People oftentimes are paying very close attention to what the Fed does to get signals on what's going to happen with mortgage rates, and it's completely wrong way thinking.
Whether it's real estate, on the market, rookie, or money.
And you can make just 6% on a deal, you can retire next month.
The Bigger Pockets podcasts are on YouTube or wherever you listen.